Portland City Council will come back from recess for afternoon session. It is 3:30 on Wednesday, August 4th, 2010. How was your lunch, Carla?
Oh, very good.
What'd you have?
I had sushi.
Oh, good for you. Can you please call the roll?
Saltzman, Leonard, Fritz.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Adams.
Here. Can you please read both 1122 and 1123?
1122, create Planning and Sustainability Commission, dissolve Planning Commission and Sustainable Development Commission. 1123, amend the Community Involvement Work Program, amend the Periodic Review Work Program, and direct the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability to submit these amended work programs to the Oregon Department of Land Conservation and Development for state approval.
So one of my first moves as mayor was to recommend to the City Council to merge the Bureau of Planning with the Office of Sustainable Development. It was out of a desire to stamp out the last vestiges of the notion that sustainability was something over here and not infused in everything that we do. That's not to say that the Planning Bureau or the Planning Commission was devoid of sustainability and the fact that two efforts were underway and lacked in terms of cohesion and coherency. So City Council said, yes, we merged them. Today we're here to follow up on merging the Planning Commission and the Portland Sustainable Development Commission. Planning Commission has existed since 1918. The Sustainable Development Commission for Multnomah County and Portland has existed for 15
been
years.
There since 1918.
Been on
I didn't say anything.
I was there.
What was the council chambers like then? No.
Good-looking people.
As always. So Susan Anderson will make a brief presentation. We'll hear testimony from Chair Don Hansen, Commissioner Howard Shapiro, and Chair Leslie Carlson.
And one of the questions that we have, just as a preview, is why have you been stonewalling this change? But we'll let you get your testimony through before we get to that.
I'd be happy to answer that.
Ms. Anderson.
Thank you, Commissioners, Mayor. Susan Anderson, Director of the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Today, what you have before you is a proposal to merge the Planning and Sustainability Commissions. We believe that there are opportunities, just like with putting the bureaus together, to have similar kinds of innovation synergies and hopefully to come up with some new and wonderful things. The goal and themes of both the Sustainable Development Commission and the Planning Commission have overlapped for a long time. Sustainability was never just about being green. It always meant that we were talking about a healthy economy, a vibrant community, healthy environment, all of those things together. So planning for sustainability in the future is about future generations, and we must have long-range thinking. We need to make sure that we're thinking about social equity, about economic growth, but also very much about environmental stewardship. So the proposal is that these two groups will come together. And in terms of details, we need to actually amend several governing documents, Title 3, 17, and 33. You have all that information in your documents. We will expand the commission to be 11 members. We see that the focus of their work will primarily over the next few years be on the Portland Plan, which also includes the River Plan and Central City 2035, but also on making sure the implementation and monitoring of the Climate Action Plan and an update in 2012 of that plan. So those will be some of the major activities going on with the group. In addition, I think that the new commission will broaden their perspective, and this is a conversation we've had with the existing members, and we had a meeting of the two groups, the chairs of the two groups, together to decide what kinds of things should the new commission be looking at, making sure that we're taking sort of an integrated approach, looking at things like personal health, looking at education, looking at not just prosperity and jobs, but also affordability to households. So kind of taking a deeper look and not just looking at how land use and housing and transportation and the built environment, which tended to be a lot of the discussion at the Planning Commission, even though the members all along wanted to go deeper and have these connections to these other things. So the other one change that we'll be making is that we will set up a formal mechanism so that the chairs of the Planning Commission, the Landmarks Commission, and the Design Commission will meet quarterly. Often there would be a little bit of lack of communication between those three groups. They're going to formally meet quarterly, the chairs at least, and some of the members perhaps. So that will enhance the communication and provide opportunities to improve the policy decisions and the programs that we propose and move forward with. The new commission will start up in October, beginning of October. They will have a retreat in September. And I believe at next week's council meeting, we will have a list of the proposed slate of members that the mayor will be putting forward. And I think that's all I have right now for, unless you have questions. And otherwise, these two gentlemen would like to talk.
Brief comments. I'm Don Hansen again, the volunteer chair of the Planning Commission. And as the chair, I've been front and center on the merger of the two bureaus. And I think it's really a good idea. I have endorsed it from the beginning. I think, Mayor Adams, you kind of laid the groundwork for that. Change is always somewhat traumatic and difficult, but I really want to compliment the planning staff from both groups. They've been excellent through this whole thing. They've maintained their level of quality on work and a great attitude. And I really attribute to Director Anderson with positive leadership during that process. We look forward to reshaping the commission, and we look forward to some new members on the commission, too. We think it'll, you know, this broadened area of consideration is going to be excellent. We think we're a group that's well-suited to it. We like the idea of having sustainability at the forefront. It needs to be, it needs to impact all of our decisions, and we're ready for that. You know, I've learned a lot on Planning Commission. I think I've been on for 5 years or maybe six. I've lost count. But, you know, I've really learned a lot on Planning Commission, and I look forward to learning more with this expanded scope. So I'm in full support of it. And look ahead to possibly being reappointed. So, you know, we'll see how that goes. Thank you.
Well, you've been a great chair, and thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Howard Shapiro, the vice chair of the Planning Commission. And when we decided, when we were confronted with the opportunity of the word sustainability, I particularly responded to that because I'm all about sustainability for my own life going forward. And like Don, looked at this initially as kind of an interesting new adventure. As you said, Mayor Adams, the Planning Commission has been around since 1918. And if we look at our city from then to now, we've done a pretty interesting job in terms of continuing to maintain it and sustain it without adding the word sustainability to it. But I'm particularly interested and want to point out one line in the purpose of the new commission, which I think gives this commission added both responsibility, focus, and opportunity. It says, and I quote, "It considers the economic, environmental, and social well-being of the city." And when we add the words social well-being of the city, you give us as citizen activists the opportunity to look at livability as well as planning. It's a really extraordinary addition at a time when we're working and crafting this document called the Portland Plan. I'm particularly excited about the people that we get to work with on the commission. You have an outstanding group of people there. We're adding some wonderful new names. And we're adding this additional piece, which Portland, frankly, internationally has been famous for and actually enjoys a reputation for. And that's the most sustainable place in the country and maybe in the world, we hope. So we as commissioners welcome this opportunity. We also are very grateful for our leader. Susan Anderson was given a very difficult chore when you laid it on her, so to speak. And she's done a marvelous job of integrating our personalities, our emotions, which are high and low, and our intentions. So congratulations to you for crafting a new idea, and hopefully to us for pulling it off in a meaningful way. We look forward to it. Thank you.
Well, I occasionally watch the commission meetings when they're broadcast at 3.
We've helped a lot of people with sleep disorders.
Yes, well,
to actually turn that on.
I'm almost over my sleep apnea. But your Commissioner Howard, you, I like the fact that you're always both in a very supportive way, but always sort of challenging assumptions in the discussions. I find. Yeah. In my observing the work of the commission, great leadership of the chair, and your great work at sort of, yeah, but have we looked at, thought about? So I think that's great. Thank you.
Old guys get to do that.
Well, you're allowed. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you for your service, Howard.
Oh, Nick.
I have a question, Mayor, just in terms of procedure. What is the, Susan, how do you plan to determine the 11, and what then is the council's role in that process?
While you're doing that, if I could switch out the two of you for Chair Carlson.
She is not here.
Then you two can just sit there.
It was an up and down motion.
Yeah, she wasn't able to attend. She wasn't sure she'd get here or not.
I apologize. Go ahead, Commissioner.
The question was, how are we going to choose the 11? So the mayor officially gets to pick which 11, but we put forward an opportunity.
I get to nominate.
To nominate.
Right.
Right.
Don't take us for granted, Susan. Yeah.
Believe me, you want to quickly say nominate, they come back here, you decide.
The 11 members, there were 8 on the Planning Commission currently.
Yeah.
And the Sustainable Development Commission was a city-county commission. And half of those were nominated by the city and half were nominated by the county and appointed. So only those represented or nominated and appointed by the city were actually eligible to be on the city's planning commission. So we asked all of them to reapply if they were interested, and a total of 9 people out of those two groups reapplied to be on the new commission. And then we had had put out the word broadly about having others join the commission. We got several dozen applications, and we forwarded those on to the mayor's office, and he is looking at those for nominating. We are in particularly interested in looking at someone who has a public health background, an education background, in particular those two areas, because we want to broaden the reach and the understanding of the commission of how land use decisions affect and how they're integrated with public health and with both K through 12, but also higher ed in terms of education.
Okay, thank you.
So how will the terms run? Because I actually do remember how long you've been on the commission because you took over my spot. So that was from 2004. And I'm very pleased to see that you've changed back to the previous term limits of 2 terms plus filling out the remainder of the term, which got changed to 3 terms plus against my vote while I was on it, and that which could be almost 16 years, which I think, although I appreciate the service, is a really long time. So I'm wondering, how are you going to stagger the terms?
We're going to appoint 2. Half of the folks are going to get appointed for 2-year terms to start and half for 4. And so that'll make sure that nobody's, that we don't have a whole change of slate all at once. And it also will mean that we don't have to do it every year. So they'll come in teams sort of as groups to learn together. And then, so if you're appointed to a 2-year term, you have the opportunity to serve those 2 years plus 2 4-year terms.
But does the previous service on either of the commissions count into that term limit?
No.
So we actually are creating a possible 16
plus
years.
But I, after surveying the people who were on there, I felt that that wasn't going to be an issue, or I probably wouldn't have proposed that. In other words, I didn't think that there was anyone that was going to stay that long, so I don't think it's a problem.
Well, I'll just tell you right now that I will be reluctant to vote to confirm, regardless of that. We have wonderful people, but it's such an opportunity
if there's anyone
for
on
new
there
people
for
to
too
come
long.
On,
sure.
That I believe that we should have a two terms plus a little bit, perhaps, but not.
Not 2 years plus 2 years?
Yes, not 2 terms plus 2 terms.
I agree with that notion as chair now, and I've told staff that I would sign up for another 2 years. I think it's important that it revolves, and there's an opportunity for new people to engage in it. So yeah. I agree with your line of thinking.
And I think that both keeps the commission vibrant, and as I said, it was a huge opportunity for me. I learned so much in my time there. So I'm glad that. The other concern I have is I believe we only have 1 sustainability commissioner coming over to the new commission. Is that correct?
Well, the appointments aren't made yet.
But that was all who was able to volunteer.
Yes.
The Planning Commission is such an intense volunteer commitment. It's when I was on it, I think I put in about 20 hours a week, and I know that you both put in a lot of time on it. So I'm concerned that perhaps some of the sustainability commissioners were not able to devote that amount of time. And so how are we going to not lose the expertise, and how are we going to keep up the excellent focus that you've had with the Sustainability Commission to be bringing up all of these new concepts of those folks who are working with Multnomah County to do the sustainability piece?
I think in two ways. One is looking at the new appointees we do have to make sure that those folks have the most opportunity as possible to have those folks have, you know, this broader sustainability look. I also would think that several members of the current Plan Commission actually do have very broad sustainability credentials. We just haven't, that hasn't been their charge completely. And so I think they will be able to now do new things and bring their perspective in a broader sense to the table. The other part is, as we come out of the retreat, we're likely to come up with some kinds of committees. And on those committees, potentially, one proposal would be to have members that were on the past Sustainability Commission and others be able to be on the subcommittees without actually being on the commission. And mm-hmm. I think that will broaden when we're taking an in-depth look at different issues. So I think that's a proposal that would be coming forward.
I like that. And I know that Mayor Adams has worked very closely with Chair Kogan on linking the Multnomah County and Portland efforts. And perhaps there's an opportunity to do that with a citizen subcommittee as well, because I think the Sustainability Commission has been an exemplary partnership and shown that the city and the county can work extremely well together.
Thank you all very much. Anyone else wish to testify on this matter?
No one else signed up.
Then we are adjourned.
No.
Wait.
No, we haven't done the periodic review thing yet.
There's a second part to this.
It's a second and back in order. I thought we took testimony on both.
No, we didn't hear the staff presentation.
We need a brief staff presentation to explain what the second item is, because it's
very good.
Dealing with.
Do we have to vote on this ordinance?
Nope. These are both non-emergency.
Oh, excuse me.
All right, Eric.
So very briefly, this is a follow-up part B to the thing you just heard. Just very briefly, the context.
Is this where your amendment is?
That's why you're talking for. As you, most of you know, we're in periodic review right now, and that's being carried out through the Portland plan. One of the outcomes of that is the creation of a strategic plan, but also a updated comprehensive plan. And the periodic review is governed by a state-acknowledged work plan, and that plan you approved in 2008 and then was acknowledged by the state in 2009. The Planning Commission was a key part of the community outreach strategy in that work plan. And so this part B is to acknowledge and send back to the state that we're operating under a new commission structure and just to take care of that. At the same time, we're also taking this opportunity to make two other corrections to our work program. One is kind of mundane and just correcting some dates that were wrong in the state-approved work plan. The second is to carry forward recommendations of our community involvement committee for the Portland plan into this updated work plan. And specifically, the CIC was created more than a year ago to oversee the public involvement aspect of the Portland plan and our periodic review work program. And throughout that year, they've been instrumental in helping us design the public outreach and then reviewing the outcomes of that outreach and suggesting improvements. And as you heard this morning, the Portland plan has also been kind of a laboratory for testing out the PIAC recommendations and concepts. And so we also added into this amendment the recommendations from our CIC for improvements to that outreach program, and that's bundled into this amendment, which includes the changing of the language from the Planning and Sustainability Commission to from the Planning Commission to the Planning and Sustainability Commission. So your vote on this second item would send that revised work program off to the state with those amendments.
Commissioner Fritz.
Thank you, and bear with me, folks. Because you did indicate that in Goal 1, citizen involvement, you were not only providing greater clarity and detail, but resolving some technical discrepancies between the city and state version. What were those discrepancies?
Dates. Primarily, what happened was, is because there was a year between the elapsed time of when you adopted the initial work program and when the state approved it, some of the dates for deadlines had already passed by the time the state approved it. So we had, and that never, they never caught that. So we're just correcting that.
I see. And then I'm glad to see under the Citizen Involvement Committee Charter that we are recognizing that we want to include diverse communities in the perspective of all Portlanders. To that end, I'm concerned that the Citizen Involvement Committee, under the proposed bylaws, that if there are vacant, that under the current structure, the mayor appointed the Citizen Involvement Committee with approval by the council. Under the proposed bylaws, or maybe they're the current bylaws, if there are vacancies, then the Citizen Involvement Committee itself chooses who to fill those vacancies with. And that is of concern to me. I think that the process for filling vacancies should be the same as the process for appointing the committee.
Yes, to clarify, the bylaws that are attached to this are the bylaws developed by the committee itself. And so that's we carried those forward into this.
So I move an amendment to those bylaws, which is that the vacancies in the committee are filled by the same process as the committee was appointed in the first place.
Second. Any discussion on that amendment? Carly, can you please call the roll on the amendment?
Saltzman?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Adams?
Aye.
Thank you. There seemed to us that, and I want to thank Tom Bazzone, my chief of staff, for going through this very carefully for me, that there are still some references in the work program purpose statement to the Planning Commission and not to the Planning Sustainability Commission.
There are historical references to what in the sort of the background that we left as the Planning Commission, because that was a historical reference.
But you're confident you've got all the ones that need to be changed?
I believe so.
All right. Well, I'm sure the council would agree to change those.
Tim versus
Wait,
Eric.
Waiting for your sign off.
Smackdown.
That's the thoroughness.
What else is new? There was a reference under the quorum and decision-making to utilizing a fist-to-five process. I don't understand what that means.
I might actually. Is Howard still here? No. Howard is actually the chair of the CIC, and he would be able to answer that better than I can.
I think I've done quite a few public meetings, and if I don't know what that means, then maybe it's not clear to
everybody
else.
I think what it means is that when you make agreement, if you can't live with it, you
I think it's something like that too.
Hold up the fist, and that stops
not,
the discussion.
I agree that that's probably what it means. I think it would be helpful so that everybody knows what it means if there was some explanation of it. And maybe there is, but we actually didn't get the appendix. And then finally, I'm concerned that there doesn't seem to be a required report to council and to the Planning and Sustainability Commission on the progress and outcomes. Or is
Al,
there?
Do you want to? I believe there is a process for that in the broader work plan.
There isn't. That is a requirement of the periodic review work program that before Planning Council Commission recommends or council approves any product we do under our periodic review work program, that there's an opportunity for our community involvement committee to make a recommendation on that. And that's a very important recommendation under statewide planning goal one.
And that is actually how you got this report, was that this set of amendments was the product of a report from the CIC to the Planning Commission.
And these reports are described as ongoing throughout the 3 years of periodic review.
Is there any dates of how often?
The dates are concurrent with the dates of the periodic review submittals. The first batch would be background information. The second batch would be alternative analysis. The third batch would be any policy decisions. The last batch would be any regulations or programs or projects to carry them out. Each of those carries a date, and that date also includes a recommendation from the CIC.
And did those come to council or just to the Planning and Sustainability Commission?
They will come to both, first to the Planning Commission.
Great. Thank you very much.
I'm still interested in whether Eric or Tim.
Tom
is most correct on the references to planning or Planning and Sustainability Commission. So let's find out. All right, is there anyone who wishes to testify on these matters? We're adjourned. We'll hear them next week.
So just and we already passed the amendment. Thank you very much.
Yes.
That's great.
What's that?